You should be standing at the entrance to the Dutch Neck Presbyterian Church. If you are not, please go there and then play this video. Face the old house directly across the road from the church's front entrance. This is the old Dutch Neck General Store and Post Office, likely constructed before 1850. Such establishments were essential in old farming communities, providing goods and services hard to obtain elsewhere. The earliest known postmaster was Jonathan Smith in 1874, alongside J.D. Savage, who sold groceries, dry goods, and all the necessities. William Allen likely began operating as store owner and postmaster in the early 1880s. The next known owner was Frank Adams, who owned it from 1890 to 1933. Adams had a mail driver named William H. Rogers. The Adams family was a staple for decades, and early photographs show an ornate front porch, a popular hangout spot. In 1900, the Courier Post in Camden reported on a failed robbery of the post office. Here is Ayush Sharma reporting.
Do you see a way in?
Yes, come on.
A gang of robbers made a daring attempt to rob the post office at Dutch Neck about 3 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, February 14. The office is in connection with a general country store, over which is a residence. Postmaster Frank R. Adams was awakened by the noise made in blowing open the safe. Adams was sleeping in the room above the office, and hearing the men talking downstairs, he fired 4 shots in the dark through a hole in the floor. The robbers immediately started on a run towards Princeton Junction. The farms in the vicinity quickly organized a posse, but they could find no trace of the gang. The flight of the robbers was so hurried that they failed to take away any valuables.
Later, Adams sold his store to Abe Steyer of Trenton, who rented it to the Rifkin family. They operated the store into the 1960s. The Rifkins and a succession of owners also collectively operated a pizza parlor, hobby shop, dance studio, and deli over the years. The building has undergone various alterations and simplifications since its construction and now serves as a private residence. However, its history is not lost to the ages, and the building still contributes to the historic character of the Dutch Neck community. Play the next chapter to hear one of the more sordid tales of West Windsor history.